the insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Just ahead of Bill O'Reilly at 8:45. Clay and Buck at 9:05. Kevin Wall with you. The program live and local. A brand new hour, 6 to 9 a.m. I promised I'd let you hear highlights from the Trump speech yesterday. Windham, New Hampshire. He made, and this is cut six, guys. He made campaign promises and a bunch of them as he closed out the New Hampshire speech. I want you to hear this in its entirety. Here it is.
Just as I did for 4 years, I will fully uphold the Second Amendment. It's going to be in good shape. And I will fully secure our elections. They'll be done the right way. Our goal will be one day voting with paper ballots and voter ID. That's what our goal is. But until then, Republicans must compete and we must win. 2024 is the most important election we've ever had. But this is what we must do to restore our country to greatness. The USA is a mess. Our economy is crashing. Inflation is out of control. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea have formed together as a menacing and destructive coalition like we've never seen before. Our currency is crashing and will no longer, in my opinion, be the world standard if it keeps going like this, which will be the single greatest defeat of our country in 200 years. We lose the power of the dollar. It won't happen with me, not even a little chance. Just like Russia would have never invaded Ukraine and China would have never even thought about raiding Taiwan. They wouldn't have done it. I told them, you're not going to do it. If you took the five worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done. We are a failing nation. I don't like saying that, but we are. We are a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement, the DOJ, and the FBI. It's totally corrupt, and we're not going to let it happen. 2024. I have no idea how important it is. It's our final battle. It's our final real big battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media. We will defeat crooked Joe Biden, and we will drain the swamp once and for all.
Save the swamp.
The great silent majority is rising like never before. I mean, never before. It's never been. I don't believe it's ever been like this. I said it twice tonight. I'll say it again. We have never had anything like it. The spirit, the love, the passion. There's never been anything like this. And we went through 2016 and we went through 2020. And most people would say they were the most passionate. This is blowing it away. But we've never had anything like this, never before. And under our leadership, the forgotten man and women will be forgotten no longer. With your help, your love, and your vote, we will put America first. We will make America. We're going to make America greater than ever before. We're going to make it great. It's hard to believe right now. Our country is at such a low point. We will make America greater than ever before. Thank you, New Hampshire. God bless you. God bless you, New Hampshire. God bless you all. Thank you.
There you have it. Donald Trump yesterday, last night in New Hampshire. And it was really an impressive speech. He is not about to be muzzled, even though Jack Smith, the January 6th special counsel, is hell-bent on putting a muzzle on Donald J. Trump. I don't think it's going to happen. I'll be honest with you. I just don't think it's going to happen. Coming up on the program, the newest entrant into the U.S. Senate race, everybody and their brothers lining up to run against Jackie Rosen. They view her as very, very vulnerable. Tony Grady, Air Force veteran, test pilot, and now a candidate for the United States Senate. Stick around. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Mariners shut out Padres 2-0 on Tuesday. Logan Gilbert struck out a career-best 12 over 7 innings of one-hit ball. The Mariners have won 6 in a row. The Rangers beat the A's 6-1. Max Scherzer gave up 3 hits over 7 innings. He struck out 6 in his second start for Texas since being acquired from the New York Mets. The Angels beat the Giants 7-5 in Anaheim. Brandon Drury with 3 hits. Lucas Giolito picked up his first win for L.A. The Angels snapped a 7-game losing streak.
Wilkie's going to run around third. He'll score easily. Freddie racing for second. He is safe with a pop-up slide. It is 3-0.
One of 3 hits on the night for Freddie Freeman on Dodgers Radio in a 5-4 win over the Diamondbacks Tuesday. Julio Urias threw 6 solid innings. Just 4 hits allowed with 5 strikeouts. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
This week at Macy's, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of great deals like new swim markdowns for her, 50% off. And dining and entertaining sets from Villeroy & Buck, 30% off. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off bedding and bath updates. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Freeway travel shaping up pretty nicely here. No accidents actually being reported. You got a stalled vehicle, though, on the east side of the valley on 95 southbound at Boulder Highway's on-ramp. That's on the right shoulder. Southbound 95, again, at Boulder Highway on the right shoulder. Northeast Lake Mead Boulevard remains closed down after an overnight fatal accident. They have that being cleared and investigated for now. And for that reason, Lake Mead is shut down both directions between Hollywood Boulevard and Los Feliz. West Side injury accident on Fort Apache northbound at Sahara still there. You have a slight chance of thunderstorms early this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny with highs right around 101 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday at the Ahern, another entrant into the U.S. Senate race, Tony Grady, Air Force veteran, former test pilot, and an all-around good guy, made the announcement that he is running for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Jackie Rosen. And I had a chance to visit with him early this morning, and I asked him, why are you running? Why this race? Why now?
I'm running for the U.S. Senate here in Nevada because I spent my career flying into challenges, not running from them. I want you to know that our American dream in this state is in rapid decline. Our absentee leaders like Jackie Rosen are ill-equipped to provide our country with the course correction it needs. As a military commander and a small business owner, when I ran my startup, I know how to use the full range of diplomatic, military, and economic instruments of power to get results, and also to remind some of your listeners that my dad was in foreign service, so I grew up in the foreign service, and I understand diplomacy quite well. We need stronger leaders. I have a unique skill set to navigate the hurdles ahead of us, and I have the ability to lead Nevada to a safe and prosperous future, and that's why I'm in this game.
Tell me how you came to the decision. Was there one thing that happened? Was there something in Washington that triggered this reaction in you to say, I've got to step up, I've got to serve?
I'm pretty sure, well, it's not that I'm sure, I knew there was a reason. I wanted to do this. And I think what pushed me over the edge was I was looking around to who could do this, and I didn't see anybody that had the skill set. What Nevada needs isn't people who are playing games. A lot of people think that politics is a game, but I am a person that really believes that we are in such a decline right now that we need people to go forward. So I think the thing is that got to me is that we're rapidly going downward. Our government is governing against us, and we need people willing to stand up to the plate now and do it. And the straw that broke the camel's back is that there were so many people from my lieutenant governor race that were saying, you are going to run, aren't you? You are going to stay in the game, aren't you? And I answered the call.
And I was one of those people that said, I hope you stay in the arena. I hope you don't get out of the arena. I am so happy that you're in the race. Can you talk a little bit, because I know in the run-up to yesterday's announcement at the Ahern, which, by the way, was really neat, and your beautiful wife Donna was there. It was really a cool moment. I know you've talked to people in all 17 counties in the state of Nevada. Can you tell me what they're saying to you? I mean, you're a great public speaker, but you're also a great listener, too.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. First of all, I'd like to remind your listeners they can learn more about me by going to GradyForNevada.com. And that's GradyForNevada.com. It has all my positions on it. But those positions are a distillation of the people around Nevada that they're saying, we've been here for generations, and we want a bright future, and some of our children are not wanting to stay on the farm because of these regulations that are occurring. We have farmers that are saying that the government agency folks that are writing regulations willy-nilly are really limiting their ability to manage water. I have ranchers saying, we've been ranching for generations. We know how to conserve things. We don't need the radical environmentalists trying to tell us what to do. And also, I have the miners saying, we've got the federal government that's trying to make some of our best land for mining into like a national park or something where we won't be able to get at the resources. So basically, when I go around and I'm listening, I'm hearing people say that we have a government that's governing against them. That's what I'm hearing.
There you have it. Tony Grady running for the U.S. Senate. We always like to try and leave you with some positive news. And whether it's Mark Thomas or Andy Vieira or myself, I always like to leave you with something that'll put a smile on your face. And when you talk about the Henderson Little League team in San Bernardino, Mark Thomas at the sports desk, the news is good this morning.
It is. Yeah, win and they're in. Last night in San Bernardino, the Henderson Little Leaguers beat Utah 6-3 in the Mountain Regional semifinal. That puts them one win away from Williamsport.
Wow.
Now they await the winner of tomorrow's Utah-Montana elimination game. Whoever that is, the Henderson Little Leaguers can punch their ticket to Pennsylvania with a win on Friday afternoon. That is going to be a 2 o'clock first pitch, and you can watch it actually on ESPN. So go Henderson Little League representing Nevada.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Positive news to end the show. I think that's really good. There's enough bad news out there. It's time we bring the folks some good news. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it. Coming up on the program tomorrow, Kash Patel. If you don't know who Kash Patel is, he is a former Defense Department Chief of Staff. And knows where all the bones are buried. He is a confidant, a close confidant of Donald J. Trump. And I will simply tell you, after watching, I watched the entire hour 22 minutes, 1 hour 22 minutes, Trump was on the stage in 100-degree temperatures in New Hampshire. And he was brilliant. He was absolutely good. The more he gets indicted, the stronger he gets. He raises more money. His poll numbers go up. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how he does it. And I'll ask Kash Patel that very question coming up tomorrow. So Kash Patel will join us and we'll dig down into what's going on relative to Camp Trump. And is he going to be muzzled? He says he's not going to be allowed to be muzzled. Is this something that's going to have to go to the U.S. Supreme Court? I don't know. And they want a speedy trial. Okay, well, we'll see what that means. That's going to just about do it for me. Don't forget, Bill O'Reilly coming up at 8:45, Clay and Buck at 9:05. Until we join you tomorrow at 6 a.m., 6 to 9, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice.
you're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Gold Star parents speak out. DeSantis campaign shakeup. Credit card debt record high, and the brawl in Montgomery. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, San Diego Congressman Daryl Issa held a forum in San Diego with 7 of the 13 Gold Star families whose children were killed in the botched withdrawal in Afghanistan. Quote, I want answers. I want the truth. I want to go to sleep knowing my son did not die in vain. I want to know that this failure will not happen again. One mom said her son told her that when he arrived in Afghanistan, there was chaos, lack of communication, no leadership. Quote, command cares nothing for us. Another mom said, my son loved this country. I expected this government to protect him back. The commander-in-chief failed in the oath he took. He failed everybody. One mom spoke about how devastating it was for Biden to meet her and say, I know how you feel because my son died. She says, but Bo died from cancer and you were able to be by his side. How could someone be so heartless to say he knew how I felt? Ron DeSantis has fired his campaign manager. The new campaign manager is his current governor's office chief of staff. The latest New Hampshire Journal poll has DeSantis now in single digits. In New Hampshire, Trump is at 43%. To be fair to DeSantis, no other candidate is in double digits either. Trump in Arizona, the latest primary poll, 58% support Donald Trump. He's 47 points ahead of second place, DeSantis at 11%, and Chris Christie is in third with 6%. Chris Christie. Credit card balance tops $1 trillion for the first time ever. This is why economic commentators, they look at consumer spending and they'll say, wow, consumer spending hasn't gone down at all. The economy must be great. No, people are just putting it all in credit cards. Credit card debt went up 4% in just the last quarter. And more Americans now are pulling money out of their 401ks. A 36% increase in people pulling money out of their 401k, what's called a hardship withdrawal. 36% more this last quarter than the first quarter. of the year. Three men facing misdemeanor assault charges after a group of white men and a black dock worker started fighting. Then a bunch of other people jumped in and it turned into a bit of a race brawl on the docks. No indication that any of this was racial in nature. Initially, at least, it started when the black dock worker attempted to untie and move their pontoon boat, which shouldn't have been parked there, to make way for a riverboat. But get ready for the race hustlers to make this a massive race issue, if we let them. I'm Mike Slater, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Are you struggling to make ends meet and cannot wipe out that credit card debt? Did you know the average credit card interest rate right now? Almost 25%. It's suffocating. But if you're a homeowner, American Financing can help you get some relief by using the equity in your home to pay off high interest debt, consolidating credit card debt into your home loan at a lower interest rate is a much smarter way for you to manage your budget. So please call their consultants today and see for yourself how American Financing is saving their customers an average of $700 a month. Please call 888-462-9557. 888-462-9557 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On his Wednesday, President Biden visited Arizona to tell everyone that it's hot there and climate change is real. I don't have any problem with that. Arizona is indeed a hot property and the heat is on worldwide as well. However, I don't believe Mr. Biden has any idea how to mitigate global warming, nor does his top climate change guy, John Kerry. What the left really wants is to increase government power over individuals by telling each of us what we can and can't do in our lives. In case you haven't noticed, climate change is being used to increase government entitlements to minorities, to increase federal spending beyond any capability to pay for alternative energy, and to marginalize all opposition. If you question man-made warming, you should be canceled immediately. For me, there is true danger. The planet is heating up, largely because China, India, and Russia continue their massive polluting, and the West cannot stop those countries. As far as the USA is concerned, I want the cleanest country possible. But I don't want totalitarians to take over in order to get there. Electric cars, fine if you want one. Solar, good. Wind, we'll see. So I hope Mr. Biden has plenty of sunscreen and makes some sense in his Sunbelt remarks. We need sane leadership here. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's get to the mail. Roger Hall, Leeds, Alabama. Bill, please get on board to help find a conservative who can beat Biden. Roger, not my job. Okay, it's not my job. My job is to watch everybody, not recruit, not root, not promote, not my job. Caroline, concierge member, please, we hope you check out that program. All I know is that my life was better under Trump than it is today. And that will be a decider in the election coming up. Daphne Lee, Plano, Texas. I'm really worried about Ron DeSantis' ability to sustain and prevail in his campaign. You think he and his team of campaign professionals will make it through the entire primary season? Well, he just changed his